Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Well, many of you will remember actor Peter Hanley from his role as the very straight-laced Garda Ambrose Egan in Ballycus Angel. He also played the part of Edward II in Braveheart, the prince who saw his confidant and advisor Philip flung from a window by his father, the king. Well, Peter Hanley also acted in numerous stage plays, and a lot of them were with Rough Magic Theatre Company. But then he suddenly quit acting. Well, he's back in the Kilkenny Arts Festival in August with a new play, a work in progress called What Are You Afraid Of? Directed by Lynn Parker. And Peter Hanley joins me now from our Limerick studio. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Lovely to chat to you. Listen, before we get into why you quit, can I bring you back to where you're from and how you got into acting in the first place?
Yeah, I'm from Dublin, and I went to school in Belvedere College, where my father was a teacher, and did some school plays there. So I think that was the start of it. And then when I left Belvedere, I went around the corner to Dublin Youth Theatre. And that was a huge thing for me, DYT, a huge encouragement, believing maybe I can do this. The Youth Theatre is a great place as well, just for building your own confidence, getting to meet a range of people. And and then I started. I just called myself a professional actor, Miriam. I didn't train back then. That was just before, actually, the course in Trinity and the Gaiety School and these places started. This was 1985. And so in 1985, I became a professional actor by telling the world I was one. And coincidentally, it was in Kilkenny. It was with a company that founded there. It was called Theatre Unlimited. I was founded by a Polish man and his wife, an Irish actress, Dara Brennan Houlihan. And that was my way into the business.
Now, when you started out, how did you learn to deal with nerves? Did you have nerves?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, I did. But there's such a difference between just being, a little bit adrenalized, a little bit... I'm sure you know yourself. Prepped in the right way, as if your body is prepped. You're a little. Everything's a little bit heightened, maybe. But it never got in the way. It never got in the way. I mean, you'd be on a first preview or the opening night. You're still getting used to what you're doing, and maybe you're conscious of who might be in, and are there critics in from newspapers, are there particular people in that make you maybe extra self-conscious? But you learn then just to put that aside. Like, don't tell me who's in. I don't want to know. And you get on with it. And then I was saying to someone there, you actually, there's a level of this right level of nerves that you get, which you actually miss if it's not there. If you're doing maybe a long run, you're at the same thing for 6 weeks or something. You have to get yourself to a place where your concentration is just right, and there's a right level of nerves, but what I have experienced. What we're going to talk about in a bit is completely different, and it's irrational. So I can talk about that.
Yeah. So look, let's do that. Tell me what happened when you were rehearsing. I think it was for Molly Sweeney in 2011. Was this in the Gate Theatre?
It was in the Gate. Yeah. So I'd been, again, 1985 was when I started. So I'd been earning a living solely from acting from 1985 right up to, 2011. I'd worked at the Gate before. I'd worked with the director before. It was a beautiful play by Brian Friel, Molly Sweeney. It's a monologue play, which makes it a little distinctive. There are three actors on stage, and we all take turns speaking directly to the audience. So we don't engage directly with each other at all. It's directly out to the audience, and there are many medium-sized monologues, I suppose, that you go through. So I had learned half my lines actually before rehearsals began, which I wouldn't normally do, but I thought in this case, well, there's a lot. There's a lot of words. That's what I'll do. And by week four of rehearsals, I knew all my lines, which, you know, you'd want to, you know, but that's the normal way for me anyway, over the years, by, you know, beginning of week four, sometimes end of week three, you've got all your lines and you're really flying then, you're flowing, you can do everything you want to do in terms of your interpretation and your movement and vocally and everything, because it's in there. It's in there. And and it's not a question of having to, you know, the age-old question, how do you remember all those lines? You're not remembering them as you go. They're just there. They're there. And that's the way it should be. But at the dress rehearsal for Molly Sweeney, when I stood up, like, and we were all in spotlights, three of us on stage throughout the evening, and I stood up to start my first monologue, my brain told me, you can't do this. You know, this is a mountain that you're not able to climb. This is huge and you're not able for it. And I don't know where that came from. And, you know, it wasn't even, the public weren't in. It was a dress rehearsal. So there was, in some ways, I don't know, maybe that makes you more self-conscious. There was the director, and I think Brian Friel, the writer, was in. The producer of the theatre was in, and you know, box office, front of house staff, all these people who need to know what the show is were at the dress rehearsal. But, you know, it wasn't a big house, you know, it was just them. And so I, this is the thing, in What Are You Afraid Of, this piece I've written, I tell the audience, I will be, all about what happened and what it felt like, but I still don't know why. I don't really know why this arrived, why my brain told me, no, you can't do this. And just to sort of finish up on that night, so in the middle of my brain dealing with itself, my brain dealing with talking to itself while I was speaking, I'm sure as a broadcaster, you have voices in your ears, actual real voices, and you're juggling a lot of things, and it's amazing. An actor does that to some extent, especially if something goes wrong, something minor. But this voice was destructive. It was very negative. And so I did call for a line. I this is the stage manager in the corner, as we say, on the book, off stage, but within earshot. And I called for one line, and she gave it to me straight away, and I delivered it. And I did the rest of that dress rehearsal and all the previews and the opening night and the whole run. Perfectly, without needing to call for another line, without any hesitations, I think, without anyone knowing there was anything wrong. But at every moment during all of that run, I felt I wasn't going to remember the next line. It was like, what is it? What is it there? Is it there waiting? And then it just comes out of your mouth. So there was this kind of automatic thing. At least I felt it was this automatic thing that I wasn't fully engaged in intellectually as an actor. And I did, I worked in with this condition, if you like, for another year and a half or so. And I did four more plays. And it just got worse and worse, this feeling, every moment I was on stage, that you don't know this next line, do you? It's not going to come. It's not there. And then it would come and I'd say it. And then acting was making my life unbearable. So I stopped acting.
Completely.
Yeah, pretty much. Reading, I'm good at reading, so I can read, and that's actually what I'm doing with What Are You Afraid Of, and we can talk about that more. But so actually, there were two productions some people might remember, and it was good timing in a way, which Fishamble did of two plays by Colin Murphy, who's a journalist and a playwright, The Bailout, or the TV version as well. Get the title right, Bailed Out and then Guaranteed. And they were about the bank guarantee and the bank bailout. And they were staged readings. So I was able to, they were kind of an unusual sort of hybrid. So I was able to do those. And that was maybe 2013, 2014. And but they're unusual. They're not typical. So after 2012, I didn't do regular acting anymore. No.
But now, and this does sound fascinating, Peter, what are you afraid of? It's going to be in the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny on Wednesday, the 14th of August. It's part of, I think, the 40th anniversary celebration for Rough Magic. So tell me about it.
Rough Magic, as you said earlier, a company I've worked with a lot, and they've had previous collaborations with Kilkenny Arts Festival. So this is lovely and really appropriate that I'm getting to do this. So I started writing to, I suppose the short version is, I started writing to, for my sanity, to feel I was being creative. And I've been in a room writing on my own for years and trying to get something to happen, and fair play to Rough Magic. This is something that they were particularly interested in, because it's a personal story. It's a real story. And it's in development, and I started writing it about 2 years ago. We got Arts Council funding to develop it, sort of in a room with actors and with a video designer and a sound designer. So I've written it. I'm getting help from this amazing creative team to make it a highly theatrical experience. It's not just, thank goodness, it's not just me standing there reading to you. Though I will have a script, and I'll have other ways to read as well that we're devising. But there is a big video design element in it, and a sound design, and we'll have some of those elements in Kilkenny, actually. Wow. Even though it's a work in progress, we're doing an excerpt of the piece. But with lighting design, sound design, and video design, there are two other actors in it. And it's, what are you afraid of? So one of the first things I do is ask the audience. They don't have to talk back to me. That's okay. We've got another way of communicating, but people can come along and see that, experience that.
It actually looks and sounds fascinating. I know Lynn Park has been very helpful. I know your wife and your family have been so supportive. Very quickly, Ruth Haggerty emailed to say, so lovely to hear Peter on the radio. He's a wonderful actor, a beautiful person, sorely missed from the business. This piece he's written is, I believe, so important for actors, and I look forward to seeing him back to stage in August. So Peter Hanley, thanks so much for speaking to me. Are you afraid of? It's in the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny on Wednesday, the 14th of August. It's part of the 40th anniversary, as I said, for Rough Magic. Details, kilkennyarts.ie. Thanks so much for chatting to me, Peter.
Thanks, Miriam.